As you walk around enjoying the beauty of the University of Nebraska at Omaha's campus, there is a monumental sound you may hear, the bells being played on the carillon, which is the instrument inside the Henningsen Memorial Campanile, UNO's bell tower. Brent Shaw is a carillonist who is very familiar with playing tunes for people on campus to enjoy.
So I live and play in Lincoln, but I'm one of the people who also play the carillon, the bell tower, and UNO. And it's sort of a random thing because you think of not everyone can have a whole bell tower in their home. When we moved to Lincoln, gosh, a couple decades ago, I discovered the bell tower in Lincoln, and this is amazing. And so I took a few lessons from the lady who played.
Having a carillonist perform in the bell tower can sometimes feel like a university secret. Many individuals believe some sort of device controls the bells, not an actual musician.
It's amazing how many people think that. And it is true, there can be mechanisms to play some of the bells as a song. You do find that. And obviously, there is a mechanism that turns and will ring the lowest bell for the hour. Obviously, someone's not living up there playing it 12 times a day, you know, every time the hour changes. But if you ever hear songs now, it's almost always played by a person.
The carillon teaches performers a unique skill set to play the instrument.
If you have basic piano knowledge, you can. So how it's played is you take your fist and strike batons, and those pull ropes or metal chains, and a clapper strikes the bell. Sometimes students will ask, Are you up there swinging? No, I'm not swinging from a rope, banging it with a hammer, risking my life.
Attending an Omaha Symphony concert is what inspired Shaw to pursue the carillon.
And I thought, we've had the carillon played sometimes when there have been events in Strauss. Wouldn't that be great? So I talked to Dr. Fannin, the director of the School of Music, and she said, what a wonderful idea. Ask the symphony.
Shaw will be joining the Omaha Symphony for the first time at their concert on Sunday, May 19th. He'll be up in the bell tower greeting guests as they enter the concert.
You know, when you hear bells, bells are very human. People around the world, different cultures, it's a communal thing. And I love there's sort of this ancient aspect. You feel like you're going back in time. And so you're going to hear the carillon, the bells play as you walk across campus. And then you go into the hall and hear this beautiful organ with the whole symphony. When do you ever get to experience that?
Shaw loves the powerful global connection the carillon provides listeners.
Sometime carillonists around the world will all play their bell towers in unison. I know when there's been ends of world wars or ends of conflicts, there's sort of an agreement and people around the world will play their bell towers. And so I hope even if people just hear it for a few seconds as they're walking across campus, it brightens their day, it brings joy.
You can hear Brent Shaw perform on the carillon starting at 1:25 p.m. before the Omaha Symphony concert that begins at 2 o'clock p.m. in the concert hall of the Strauss Performing Arts Center. For more information about the upcoming concert, visit omahasymphony.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tagg.